If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
It was awesome. It was thrilling, and it was the hope that he would be here. And when Bob asked me to play this role and then sent me the script and I read it, I was just so stunned by the quality of the writing and the humanity and the wit and the strength of his writing and the economy of his writing, the modernity of his writing. I mean, we've all grown up with Arthur Miller. We know how great he is. And now there's a new play by Arthur Miller. And you think, my God, I want to be part of that. And is he going to be at rehearsals? And Bob said, yes, he is. And so he was. He was with us for at least a week. And so his presence and his illumination of his intentions in this play were, you know, valuable to us. And his stories, he has incredible stories.
What was the best story that he told you?
Oh, I'm not going to quote a story, but his sense of humor and his understanding, and we know this from his writing, is... I can't quote the stories because, you know, they're part of the fabric of him and his play, and they're probably all in his book, and you can probably read the stories. But
is it a little bit intimidating when to work rehearse with Arthur Miller? Is it what's that experience like as an actress to have somebody who truly is, legend is thrown around so much, but he really is one.
Well, you know, I didn't feel intimidated. I felt very welcomed by him. I was told that he wanted me to play this part. And so I was told long distance on the phone, and that may have been the moment of intimidation when I said, Arthur Miller knows who I am, you know. Because there's something about that feeling that nobody that great, you know, would, and then, you know, and you say this, and then I remember meeting him, and yes, of course he saw me in Broadway Bound, and of course he's come to the theater, and of course he knew that I had done a play of his called Broken Glass in Florida, but I didn't meet him then. And until you make personal contact with people, you're in your little, you know, you're in your vacuum of work, and you don't I'm sure it's true for you too. You don't realize until you get out on the street that people actually are watching
right.
your show or listening to
right.
you.
Yeah.
You're doing your work, and you don't realize how many people you've touched.
Yeah.
The fact that somebody as greatly famous as Arthur Miller would know who I am, when in fact I read a John Gassner textbook my freshman year in college that was called From Ibsen to Arthur Miller, you know, from Ghosts to Death of a Salesman. The fact that I was able to sit with him and tell him that when I read Death of a Salesman at the age of 17, I thought it was about my family. And he said, everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, but it really was about my family
yeah.
because my father did have a brother, Ben. And,
oh, really?
You know, so he said, okay. He's available and
cool.
full of, good humor and vital with ideas and so clear as a writer about the way people talk
yeah.
to each other.
You probably have a better perspective than most of the cast members in this of what Chicago will mean to a pre-Broadway run, having done it with the Carol Burnett play. And how will the run here change, affect, mold? What does it mean right before you go to New York?
Well, the purpose of this play here in Chicago is to be able to provide us with the opportunity to explore it, the writer with the opportunity to see it mounted without the pressure, I guess, of being, you know, in the New York venue where the critics and the money and all that happens in terms of the business aspect of it maybe puts so much burden on everybody. This is not to say that this venue isn't competitive and knowledgeable, because I think this is a very lively theater town, and there's a great support in this at this theater, a huge audience. And I don't know what it means in terms of the long run of the play, or, you know, what happens. What happened for us with Hollywood Arms was a critic did come from New York and say it needs work, and we were still able to raise the money to go to New York and present it on Broadway. So hopefully that's what's going to happen here, that I think this play, you know, deserves to be on Broadway, and I think it deserves to have started its life in Chicago with the love and the adoration and the respect and the quality of work that Bob Falls and this company brings to it.
Well, Bob Falls and Mel Brooks and all the others that have brought their plays here first, they said that they specifically did it here in Chicago because they have a respect for Chicago audiences. I wonder if you sensed that when you were here with Hollywood Arms, a theater literate kind of audience that came to see the production.
We thought the audience was wonderful, and we have every intention. You know, I've met people on the street who keep telling me how excited they are to see this play, this finishing the picture.
Yeah,
and so I have every intention that this audience is going to be very moved and swept away and blown away by this play.